Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I would like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. We always say no donation is too small, for that matter. And we've had a bit of a, slow period as far as donation to expenses ratio at the moment. I mean, this past month has been a little rough. So it would be a great time, folks, anyone out there who's been planning to donate or donate again. This would be an ideal point, closing in at the end of the month here. It's, I'm sure, a headache quite often for Mr. Stadmiller, owner here at RBN, to keep everything functioning. And a lot of times, of course, it has to affect his situation. You know, he certainly puts the free speech community at RBN first and above any excess luxuries for himself, even for that matter. And of course, right now we do have a promotion still available, folks. So for every donation of $100, you get your choice of a high quality RBN t-shirt. And we know they're high quality. Mike, chief engineer in the control room, he actually used to work for a large t-shirt manufacturing outfit. And he, when these first came in, he was able to look at them, assess them, give them the once over and be like, yeah, actually, these are, well made, as far as the stitching materials, the print quality, certainly high quality shirts. We're a great conversation piece when you're walking around, folks, and fashion statement. RBN t-shirt for $100 or an RBN coffee mug for $100 as well. And for $115, you can get both the mug and the t-shirt. So please help out RBN, get over the hump at the end of the month here, as it were. And hey, you get some great conversation starters. You get people asking, hey, what's RBN? What's that? Now tell me a little more. And they'll be like, I'm glad you asked. I am glad you asked. So again, folks, if it is not for we the people supporting it ourselves, free speech can't exist. So please help ensure RBN can continue broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And there are many ways you can donate. Of course, you can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate if you prefer, quick and easy. Donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, folks, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All this information is also on the donate page of republicbroadcasting.org as well, if you miss any of that. We greatly appreciate it, folks. And today, I do have a prestigious member of the RBN.
Pull that door.
I have a prestigious member of the RBN.
Pull the door so I don't.
Who's joining me today, folks? You may know him as Tom in Utah. I have Thomas Rogers back with me again. Hello, Tom.
Hi there. Just came out of court. You know how they hold court nowadays. You open your laptop and you're in court.
Oh, really? You had a remote session with your computer in court?
Right.
All right. What were you there for?
I've been. If you go to the website meadowsfire.com or carpetfire.com, you'll see the story of a gentleman who was accused of arson. When I got the details of that event, I had a good laugh. realized what I was hearing described was a simple hospital-type fire. The reason I use the term hospital, the fuel that was the accelerant, in this case, they claimed it was gasoline, but in fact it was an alcohol. And of course, in the hospital system where I used to labor, I had two responsibilities. Pathology, number one, that the RAND Corporation and earlier on in my life had trained me in combustion dynamics. I was put in charge of the quality assurance and safety of the RAND Corporation facility down here in Salt Lake, where they were building the Sargent guided missile for Korea that period. So I was trained in combustion dynamics as well as in the quality assurance, protocols for soldering circuit boards and, and harnesses and stuff like that that we were using in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so this case occurred 3 years ago already. 3 years ago. We've been going to court for 3 years. But they charged this young man, he's 50 and I'm 80, of course, so that means he's young. They charged him with arson simply because his clothing smelled of gasoline from a spill that he experienced earlier in the day and didn't realize after a while that he smelled of gasoline. So as he was actually just perchance here when the fire occurred, just as the fire alarm sounded, they were trying to pin it on him. They actually had an earlier, quote, suspect, but he was able to talk himself out of it. And because my client, if I can call him that, or my defendant, has a speech difficulty, and you can hear that as you hear the recording of him on the webpage as he's being interviewed by the local news reporter. But because of his speech difficulties or speech vocal disability, they figured he was lying, and so he had to be the culprit. But anyway, we've been going at this case for 3 years, and of course we've identified the facts as they really are, but the prosecution, they don't want to admit to error. Anyway, sorry to go off on that tangent there, but you can see the story if you go into Meadows Fire, not the valley or the mountain, but the meadow, put an S on it, Meadows Fire, meadowsfire.com, and you'll see the story I'm talking about. But to show you my experience or legitimacy, go back to gassingamerica.com. That's where I exposed the poisoning of 34 million in America. And I know a lot of you have heard this story before, but I identified the poisoning code violation, a health code violation. Sorry, I'm a little tired from the court. But I identified the poisoning of 34 million, those families that happened to be living in manufactured or mobile-type homes, for the last almost 45 years now, by the federal government. And I have that all explained and described in gassingamerica.com. Also, make sure you look at the link at the top of the webpage and the bar that says In the Air. That was a newspaper article written by Elaine Jarvik, the ex-wife of Robert Jarvik, who was given, the honor of the invention of the Jarvik heart. But Elaine Jarvik, she wrote the story for me while I was actually in New Orleans identifying the poisoning of the people in those FEMA trailers after Katrina. Anyway, take a look at that. You'll see who I am. You know, when you become a whistleblower, though, they do everything they can to destroy your credibility and even you.
Sure. Sure. But I mean, you, so to clarify your background, pathology, I think you said before zoonotic pathology. That, I mean, for the listeners who aren't even too familiar perhaps with the term, could you define pathology? I mean, I'm guessing it doesn't mean you're pathological.
Well, according to my old fellows, I'm a pathological liar. But that's okay. So I went from a pathologist to a pathological liar. Is that a good move? Anyway, like I say, initially I was recruited by the RAND Corporation. But at the same time, I was utilizing them as a means to pay for my education in pathology. And I began actually in...
It is the study... I'm sorry. Pathology is the study of... The study of what, sir?
Pathogens.
Okay. And that includes...
Disease.
What categories are in the broad-term pathogens?
Well... I'm not sure.
We hear about viruses, bacteria,
mycoplasma, parasites.
Parasites. Yeah. Okay. All right. So all of those four would qualify.
Well, let me tell you a little secret about viruses.
Perfect.
And of course, everybody's going to tell me I'm crazy. Viruses do not cause disease. They are the consequence of disease. They're the windshield shattered into little shards laying on the freeway after the collision. Did those pieces of glass on the freeway cause the collision, or are they the evidence of a collision? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, viruses do not cause disease. They're simply the result of disease.
Okay, the evidence left behind, just like after a car crash, what you would see, the damage to surrounding objects and the vehicles and pieces of the vehicles. I've heard so many descriptions, Tom. It's confusing. Some people say it's a set of instructions, you know, a set of information,
yeah.
A code. So that would be correct, too?
Yeah, I use the story of the trade towers when they dropped, right? You know, I was sitting at my desk watching the news reports as the event occurred. I'd been up early that morning. I was writing on the cases of families losing their children to Child Protective Services and I being able to turn them over in the court with the truth in medicine. And I'm talking about the truth in medicine. But as I watched the towers come apart, I'd actually worked at the towers back in, 66 through 78. I was in New York area. So I knew the towers. I'd been in them, labored in them. And as I watched the events on the news, I saw, of course, the alleged airplane strikes on the building. And, of course, as the upper... stories exploded with flame, and you know as well as I do, more than just flames of kerosene. But the windows shattered, papers flew out of the building and fluttered down to the ground. And then, don't forget, one of those papers fluttered down on top of Building 7. Well, those papers are the information being processed in the towers, correct? The business deals, the trades. Those papers represented all that activity. So when I saw those papers flooding to the ground, I knew right away that our economy was in trouble. And a little while later, I realized not only was the economy in trouble, but my friends who worked in the towers were in trouble. But I'm going to use this piece of paper as simply a piece of information. Now, one of those papers fell down on the roof of the Building 7. did that paper cause Building 7 to collapse?
Well, certainly not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
But what if that paper was the bomb-building information of the demolition crew? Don't you think that should cause Building 7 to fall? Just the information of how to build a bomb or how to build the explosives or how to wire the building for explosives? That's literally what a virus is. It's simply a piece of paper with information. What I'm talking about, the piece of paper, is the DNA, which is like the library of instructions for your body function. And a little piece of that, we call that a viron. It's just a plasmid, a small section of DNA or RNA. What's interesting is the relationship between DNA and RNA. DNA is the library filled with books, many books, all kinds of information, everything that determines the function of your body. But you take out one little piece, and you send that information off to a mitochondria or an organelle in your body to do its job. Well, how do you do that? Well, in the library, in the old days, you go in there, you'll find Xerox machines, right? Or copy machines. So you take the book from the library shelf, take it over to the copy machine, and you copy out that section or the paragraph or whatever, that part of the book that you want to take home and study or act upon. For example, you go in the library and you go into the area of explosives. You pull out the book on how to build an explosive for demolition. You take that book over to the copy machine, lay it on the machine, and it takes a copy of that section of the book. Now, actually, literally, in the old days, when you laid we called it a negative, right, in the film industry, and you get a positive, or you get a positive and you lay a film plate against it, you get a negative. Well, that's the RNA. See, DNA is the initial record. The RNA is the negative of that record, which you can move to anywhere and then show that to the organelle, and it reads it, reinterprets it into positive form.
And it can also be just a fragment. The RNA, in addition to being a negative copy, is also able to be more a fragment and not the entire strand of RNA instructions?
Exactly. In other words, you don't want to drag home the entire book if you're just trying to build a bomb, so to speak. You just take the paragraph or a few pages if you need more.
All right.
Photocopy those and take that home.
That helps a lot. That helps a lot. Well, listen, we have the first break, Tom. So if you could hold on, sir, we'll take this break, and then we'll come right back to continue this line of discussion.
I got an argon accumulator, and it makes me feel greater. I'll see you sometime later, when I'm through with my accumulator. It's no social integrator. So one man isolator.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoCertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Thomas Rogers. And that did help, what you mentioned before the break, Tom. It's a negative of the DNA. The RNA is a negative of the DNA, and it can just be a small segment of the entire strand of DNA information that exists there. Now, one thing that's confused me, because everything you've said here so far about it being a set of instructions, basically, and information, remnants, all these things imply to me it's not alive. Some people say it's like on the edge of life, a virus, and that confuses me more than explain anything to me. I mean, would you say that that's kind of a misleading reference?
Well, you could kind of say it's on the edge of life because it's manipulable, manageable by actual life organisms or life cells. But the DNA and RNA itself cannot act upon itself or cannot do anything other than just simply display information. Like you pick up a book and you put it on a table. Can the book get up and go anywhere else?
Okay, so then so the state of your immune system and whether or not you take supplements, proper vitamins and minerals, everything like that. I mean, all these are contributing factors when you come in contact with a set of instructions, which a virus is. Is that a logical line of where I'm going with this?
Well, the only thing that can read those set of instructions is something that's designed to read them. In other words, a mitochondria can only read the, quote, pages or paragraphs from that section of DNA that represents the activities of the mitochondria. It's like if I give you a book in French, right? You can see it, you can read it. I mean, you can look at it, but you can't understand it, so you won't act upon it if you don't know French. So if that cell organelle, that part of the cell, is not designed to read French, it will not read French. It will not act on it. So every part of your DNA is designed for a specific either cell or function, or part of your cell organelle, like, for example, your mitochondria. So, and by the way, every animal on the planet in the animal kingdom has DNA very, very close to yours. But here's another surprising bit of information. Every plant on the planet has DNA. But your DNA cannot read plant DNA. It's like going to a totally different language, and plus that plant DNA is so simple, it cannot be confused or inserted or acted upon by your DNA or by your cells.
Well, see, this is where you get into something more... Right, but this is where you get into another... challenging topic to understand. I mean, you suggest the difference between these mRNA vaccines and traditional vaccines in the sense of being able to alter your DNA simply by introducing other animal DNA, that it's not quite as different as perhaps we're given the impression. We're just maybe learning more about the process with these, but after the break here, we just have about a minute. You want to give an introduction to your response, and then after the bottom of the hour, you could get more detailed. But I mean, that's what you've given me the impression of in the past when I asked you about these shots, these mRNA shots compared to traditional vaccines.
Vaccines are rather crude, and that's the reality. And how are you going to make millions of gallons of some compound and have absolute total control over every ounce that's created? The fact is, it's not. Vaccines. The name is a giveaway. Way back in the early days of science or medicine, we chose a language which we thought we could get away with using, where people would not quite understand us, but we would understand each other. So we chose the two dead languages, basically dead, ancient Latin and ancient Greek. When I say ancient, people do speak Greek, but we still use some of the Greek language, which is before most people. I should say early Greek. But anyway, in the name vaccine, it's a giveaway.
Well, here, we'll go back to the name. And we'll go back to the name right after the break, sir.
Okay.
All right, stick around, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Thomas Rogers. And Tom, you were answering my question, starting with the word vaccine. And you say that these terms, so that the medical community and scientific community would alone, for the most part, know the meanings behind many of these. They drew from ancient Latin and ancient Greek. And you were discussing the word vaccine. So please continue, sir.
Yeah, it's kind of like how many people go around and say, habeas corpus, show me the body or show me the evidence. But that's what they use in the courtroom. The lawyers, and that's why people have come to have to rely on a lawyer, because all the lawyer is a language interpreter. Isn't that correct? He goes in there and he says, in fact, I should be using terms already just coming out of court, but it was very simple. But we use Latin terms so that the public is left in awe of our intelligence, but also left ignorant of what we're actually saying. So the case in the case of the word vaccine, the term vaccine came into being at the time when we were dealing with smallpox and tuberculosis. And the initial, quote, process of immunizing people against smallpox was learned from the event of the milkmaids, which were handling the animals but not allowed to eat or consume the product, because that product was profit for the lords, while these milkmaids were just simply there to milk the cow, to tend the cow, handle the cow. And when the smallpox endemics occurred, the milkmaids would not get sick and die, but the other people who were utilizing the product did. So with a little bit of examination, they realized that the reason that the milkmaids did not get sick and die with the smallpox is because they were handling the animal and being exposed to limited events of dealing with the smallpox organism, which in cattle is called cowpox.
So by touching the milk, or by touching the skin of the animal?
By touching the milk.
Okay. And it absorbed in the skin, I take it. Of course.
Well, periodically they would get a small contamination, breathe it in, get it into their body, and that's when the organism had opportunity to at least trigger the immune responses of the milkmaid's body. But it was limited because they couldn't drink the milk in copious amounts. They couldn't eat the flesh. They couldn't do anything with the animal other than tend it and milk it. And here's the reality. Okay, well, first of all, let me just make sure you understand the word vaccine first.
Well,
The first part of the word is vac, V-A-C. If you go back to Latin, the root word that term vaccine is built upon is vaca, which refers to cow or cattle, and kine or seen refers to the life force, the power of cattle. So vaccine, what does it really say amongst the professionals? It means cow's blood, cow's tissue, cow's plasma, cow's flesh. Flesh is the source of energy or power of that animal. That's why the word kine shows up in the scriptures. It's referring to the power of the animal to pull the plow, to pull the wagon, to pull the mill to separate or grind out the wheat, to turn the stone, to drive the stone. So vaccine literally means cow's blood. So let me think. I want you to inject cow's blood into my body.
Yeah, I'm not as likely to agree to that. So with smallpox, because it came from cow in that case. So that's the origin of the word. Wow, cow's blood. Vaccine.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned smallpox and another case that tried to prove the success of vaccines. What was the other one again?
Tuberculosis.
Okay, TB.
And that was a vaccination that's kind of logically safe, by the way. We scratch your skin and then wipe a little bit of pus or blood from the cow and the infected cow into that scratch. Your body works on that infection at the surface of your body. And, of course, directly underneath your skin is a very active layer of immune tissue that's designed to protect you from events where you've had an accident, broken your skin. So if you're vaccinating a person against a disease, it would be kind of like the milkmaids. They'd be handling the animal. They might have a scratch or a cut on their skin, and the bacteria would then be presented there, and the body would be able to recognize it, build antibodies, but it will only be fighting against a tiny number of particles or organisms. So your body would always prevail, generally. And, of course, tuberculosis, the same thing. We learned that the tuberculosis was primarily a disease coming from cattle, from their lungs, from their mucus, their sputum. And if you got that into you, you would end up with tuberculosis. But so what we did, the same thing as we did with smallpox, we'd scratch your skin. We call it a TB tine. The tine refers to the points on that little mechanism where we're, pricking your skin over multiple points and then wiping into that area a sample of the pussy or the bloody material of that infected animal. And you develop an immunity, so then when you have that first glass of milk from a cow that is infected, your body's already prepared with a large number of antibodies to attack the bovine tuberculi. That's the actual name of the organism that you have ingested.
And what about rabies shots, like for pets, dogs and cats? They always make you get rabies shots for the animals. Distemper? It just seems like it's supposed to be covering a variety of things. But the rabies shot, is that something that you'd say does work, that is effective?
Well, initially, let me tell you a fact. Initially, vaccine injections were carefully filtered and managed or controlled. So they would only give you a very tiny exposure. And they tried to make sure that that exposure was small enough that your body would prevail. What I'm worried about now is they have the opportunity to give you a vaccine, but not control the quantity with the fineness as we did in my early days.
Okay, well, yeah, but you don't seem. I mean, as far as the answer specifically about rabies shots for pets, I mean, is it often unnecessary, or does it have a useful effect? Is it often enough dangerous for the animal? And also, does it have a beneficial effect in some cases where they could come down with rabies, or is it not very likely to happen in your?
Well, if a vaccine is produced with extreme care and management, it can be, quote, effective. In fact, that was one of my responsibilities in veterinary pathology, was to go out, examine cattle, see what I could find in their bloodstream or in their pathology, and then we would give them a vaccination to try to stimulate their immune system against that. Or more important, we'd take the animal that was infected out of service, quarantine them or dispose of them, but then vaccinate the other cattle around them with a controlled exposure so their bodies would have opportunity to build an immune defense in the anticipation that the organism would find their way into these other cows.
Well, we're starting to run short on time already. I'm just trying to see if I can cover as much as... One of my friends sent me a text message who's listening, as far as asking about viruses being in instructions, when I asked you that. He's suggesting that the answer is no. A virus is not or should not be thought of as instructions. It's simply a part or fragment. By itself, it is nothing, a particle. Would you agree with that?
Well, depending on how much of the plasmid or how much of the DNA or RNA is in that particular piece of paper. For example, if I go to the library and I pull out a book from that section in the library called Explosives, I can, right. I can copy the whole book, or I can copy a paragraph or a page or a section or chapter, right? Or I can copy even a sentence. So depending on the virus, the piece, the fraction, that determines how much information's on there. But quite frankly, again, a virus of itself can do nothing.
And then what's
something
so different?
That's not.
I'm sorry, but what's so different about these mRNA viruses? Then, I mean, there's some chemical. I forget the name. Is it the luciferase or perhaps something else? Component is supposed to facilitate the RNA slipping in. We're told that the DNA is constantly like expanding and retracting, expanding and constricting, kind of like a heart muscle or something. And at that moment, those moments where it's open, the RNA can slip in there with this foreign set of a fragment of data. So, I don't know, is that correct, that which I've been hearing?
Well,
what is so different about these?
inside your cell, you have what's called nucleases. Those are enzymes that are doing that work. They're kind of the individual that's the human being, so to speak, metaphorically, inside the cell, taking the information from the from the DNA or from the library reserves, then taking it over to the copy machine and then delivering that copy to another individual who's acting on that.
But the difference between these mRNA vaccines from other vaccines prior, I mean, they're suggesting there is this considerable difference where it has more likelihood of altering your genetic code. Some say at least temporarily. Others say we can't be sure it's not permanent. Others say we can't know one way or another. It's so much in the experimental phase, especially with humans. Even with animals, they didn't do much, and the animals died rather abruptly. So, I mean, what is different about these, Tom? With the time we have left, we just have a few minutes before and after the last break each.
Oh, we're only an hour. I thought we were two.
Yeah, no. So just think about just a few minutes before the last break and then a few minutes after now. So, I mean, what is so different about these, these mRNA vaccines compared to traditional ones?
More animal tissue. More animal tissue. Just more.
Okay, enough so that it could alter the rest of your tissue.
To overwhelm your immune system, your body's defenses. In other words,
that's why they say your immune system is permanently compromised after getting these?
Well, actually, you're not permanently compromised unless you continue to do the same, continue in the same behavior, which is an additional factor to this reaction.
So the immune system could recover even after getting like the two Pfizer or the two Moderna even or whatever.
Yeah, quite frankly, it can.
Okay.
But you have to change your behavior to help it do that. First of all, don't add to the DNA RNA load from your own choices. In other words, and I hate to say this because people, they don't like to hear this message, but every piece of animal flesh, an animal product, carries the DNA of that animal. There's no way to escape it. So if you're adding copious amounts of animal DNA otherwise, other than the vaccine, you add to the threshold, that level of threshold or breakover where that disease organism has opportunity. I don't know, it's really hard to explain. But in simple terms, you have to stop adding to animal DNA to yourself. The vaccine added it to you and set you up. And then if your liver is, okay, that this is the key. Your liver is your defense. Okay, there's three areas of really critical immune defense in your body. Your skin, your mucous membranes, and your liver. Why do I say your liver? Because you bring in material that you consume, and if it's from the animal kingdom, it's going to carry the DNA, the pathogens, and the antigenic or the antibody, terrain modifying tissues that affect your body. A lot of people won't know what that means, terrain. In other words, those are antigens, materials or protein or lipoproteins that are like your body but not your body but are offensive to your body, like a transplanted heart. Your liver is there to undo those tissues, decompose them, catabolize them, and turn them back to their base materials and then deliver them to your body to be reconstructed as your body wants.
All right. Well, here, we'll just take your final words of advice after the break, sir. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And we're back for the final segment, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, with my guest, Thomas Rogers. And Tom, I had one more message from actually another friend of mine, a text, terrain versus organism. What causes disease? He asks. A Pasteur on his deathbed was said to have said the organism was nothing, terrain was everything. He thinks it's this. So my friend thinks that sounds right. He said his rival at the time was correct about diseases. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? If you have a response to that.
Well, both Pasteur and I forget the other guy's name again, Koch. They're both right. In order for a pathogen to have its way, it has to have a terrain that is denatured or degraded. Well, what causes the terrain to degrade? It's the antigen. In other words, it's the terrain that's like your terrain, but it is not your terrain. Like when I was working in transplant surgery early on, what did we find out? When we put another man's heart into your chest, what does your body want to do with that other man's heart? It wants to dispose of it, reject it. So it actually turns your own body against that tissue, and it damages that tissue. But in the process of bringing in, for example, muscle tissue from an outside donor, i.e. a, another individual or a cow, your body's offended at that foreign material and goes about destroying the foreign material, but by default it will attack your own. And by attacking your own, it weakens the tissue that is your own tissue, and now the pathogens, these parasites, these maggots, so to speak, are there simply to clean up. So you have to have the antigenic material, the material that's like you but not you, and then these pathogens, these parasites, these little tiny critters, bacteria, mycoplasma parasites, they just are there as a cleanup crew. But they almost always are together. In other words, in order to deliver the parasite, you have to have it in a package. We call it a fomite. And that fomite is simply the material that is just like you, but it is not you. And here's something that's hard for people to comprehend. Every animal in the entire animal kingdom is made of the very same material. Your muscle myosin, the protein that is your muscle tissue that flexes with a small electrical charge, is the same tissue or same protein that's in the muscle of a cow or a horse or even a butterfly or a worm. So when you bring that tissue into your body recognizes it as if it is a transplant, builds antibodies or antibodies against that, and begins to destroy your own tissue, and that sets up opportunity for these parasites to have their way. So both men were right. But the real cause of disease is not the parasite itself. It is the fact that you brought material into your body that is an offense and triggers your immune system to go against your own tissues.
Okay, well, good enough. That'll have to at least cover it for today, sir. We're all out of time, but there's always more for us to discuss. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tom.
By the way, anybody who wants to talk to me, call me. The phone number is on the bottom of gassingamerica.com. Gassingamerica.com also is titled, if you want to go in through an easy name to remember, poisoningthepoor.com.
Excellent. And all your other websites are on there as well. All right. It's been a pleasure, sir. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery. Support RBN, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.